Okay, we're on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, about 20 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, says Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Simoi, Shloisha Hayu Ba'oysa Eitza. Three people were in that dastardly council, meaning plotting, right? Bilam, there was Bilam, and there was Eoiv, and there's also Yisro. They were planning, they were the advisors of Paro. Yeah, and they were saying, let's do this to the Jews. So Bilam, Shiyat, Bilam was suggesting, let's go for it, let's kill them all. Yeah, Neherag, he was killed. Eoiv, yeah, Shishosag, he just basically was stay neutral. Yeah, Nidon B'Yisurim, he was judged with Yisurin. Yisro Shabarach, Yisro basically fled, and which I suppose told that he wasn't into this idea. Zochel b'mnei bonov, there was Zoycha from his children of his children. Shiyoshvu b'lishka segozis, they sat in the lishka segozis. That means in the Sanhedrin. Yeah, Shinema, we're going to bring a proof to this. So mishpachoi sofrim, and there was a family, so the from the family of the sofrim, of maybe the scholars. Yoishvei means the people who sit, but it also means the Talmidim of Yavitz. Yavitz was a huge, tremendous, big Talmud Chacham. Tartim can mean a gate in Aramaic. So Tartim means like the people who set the gates of Yerushalayim, or it's also related to the word, it can be Trua. They heard the Trua of Har Sinai. Shemartim, I heard them. Sukkasim, they're in the, like in a sukkah, they're in the base of Medrash over there. Yeah, Hema HaKenim, those are the Kenim. So this is the nation of the Kenims, the Kenis, right, which we're going to see is Yisro, which is going to prove that, right? Aboyim Machmas, they come because of Abi Beis Rechav, because of the father of Beis Rechav, whoever that is. Yeah, Uchsiv, Ubnei Keni, Choisein Moshe, and the sons of the Keni, which was the father-in-law of Moshe, the Goymer. So we know that was Yisro. So we see that Keni were in the Sanhedrin, and Keni came from Yisro. Now, back to the story of Mitzrayim. V'nilchom bonu, they're going to fight with us, this is Paro saying it, v'olam in ha'aretz, and he's going to go from the Oretz. Yeah, so that's the end of quote. So ask the Gemara about Alinu means we're going to get kicked out. They're going to kick us out of our homeland. So you should say Alinu mi boyele. That's what it should have said. Yeah, so why did it say Ola? So Amar Rebbe Abba bar Kahana ka Adam shumakalel esatzma. When a person sometimes says something negative, he's cursing himself. But Tola klala sober chavero. But he makes the klala dependent on somebody else because he doesn't want to like say about himself, but really he means himself. Okay, so that's what he meant. So, okay, Yosimu Alav, sorry, miss. So this is the plan. We're going to place upon him, sorry, Masim. Okay, now we're going to break this up. Yeah, first we're going to focus on the Yosimu Alav, and we will place upon him. So says the Gemara, Alehem, we should place upon them. We're going to subjugate the Jews, right? Why is it not Alehem, mi boy Aleh? We should have said that. Yeah, it needs to, right? So, Tana, Debay, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, this is an answer. Milamed teaches us, Shehaviyu, they brought a malbein. A malbein means like a mold for a brick, right? It's a brick mold, right? The Tolu loy, Leparo, Betsavaro, and they hung it round Paro's neck, meaning a symbol of let's get dirty, let's get to work, yeah? V'chol echad ve'echad m'Yisrael. If any of the Jews, right, sha'om alehem, right, he would say to the Mitzrim, yeah, istanis oni, oh, it's dirty work. Isn't that for Arabs building? Yeah, and they said, Omru lo, klum istanis, ata yosem yiparo. Says, what, you are bigger in istanis than Paro? Paro's a very sensitive guy, yeah? He has bathed in special baths of baby blood and stuff. Whatever, I don't know, but he's very sensitive. So therefore, yeah, you got no excuse not to do the work. Right. Now, what sorry missim mean, right? So we answer sorry missim is dover Shemesim. It's something that places, right? That means places a burden on somebody, right? Like a quota. So Rashi says this is referring to the Malbein, right? This Malbein, this mold of the brick which Paro put around his neck, basically made this requirement for the Jews, yeah, for the work quota. Now, carry on the pasuk, leman anoisoi besiv loisom, right? In order to what's that word?
Afflict.
Thank you. In their affliction. Right, but the problem is, it says anoiso, yeah. So say the same thing, right? It's like contradiction. Anoiso afflict him, but in their affliction. So anoisom, right? Mi boile. It should have said, right, their affliction. So answers the Gemara. It means no. Lamana anoiso laparo. No, because the afflicted paro. So we add in over here for the sake of bishvil sivloisom di Israel, because in order to afflict the Jews. Now, the event.
Wait, had they flipped
Paro
by putting
this thing? Yeah, exactly, basically. Correct. The event, Ari Miskanos Laparo, and they built the cities of Miskanos Laparo. So, we got Rav Shmuel Machlokis, Chad Amma Shemisaknois, Loshen Endangering Sikun, right? It was very dangerous as Ba'alehen. Yeah, it's a dangerous job building. You know how many people die in building sites a year? Right, and I'm sure it was even worse over there. We're gonna have a different chat, mate. So you prefer the other opinion? Good. Okay, yeah. Chad Amar, and the other one says like from Lashon Miskein, right? It makes them poor. Es ba'alayen, right? Because the Amar, we've got a statement from Mar. Kala oisik bebinyan, people who are involved in the building, mismaskein, get poor. Sometimes they get, you know, contractors go bankrupt. You know, sometimes it's a bit of a dangerous venture. Now, back to the posuk. So these were the what they built. Es pisom v'es ramses. They made pisom and ramses. So Rav Shmuel, got another machlokes to Rav Shmuel. Chadama pisom. Shema. It is really called Pisom. That's its name that it was given from whoever first made it. Yeah. Balama Nikra Shema Ramses. So why did they call it like the nickname? They called it Ramses. Yeah. Shirishon Rishon Misroises. Because they collapse. I don't know if the Rishon, as they build them, they collapse. Roses is like collapse. So that's like Ramses, right? I don't know if the Rishon's part of it, or it just means the Ram, right, it's Mithrosis. Okay, anyway, the other one says...
Ramses, Rishon.
Yes, Rishon, yeah, but look, you see the next one, you see why what was bothering from the next one, yeah? Because V'chadama, Ramses, Shema, right? It was actually called Ramses from the outset. Yeah, V'lama Nikos Shema Pitoim, Pisoim, why did they call it Pisoim? Shirishon, Rishon, right? Pitoim Boil Oi, right? What?
Same thing.
Right, Peter Home. Yeah, but the Rishon is not from the part of the. It seems to be. Because Peter Home doesn't have a Rish in it, right? So anyway, Pisom means Peter Home, meaning the mouth of the deep depths swallow it up. Okay, now back to the Psukim. Bekasha Ya'anu Oisoi, and when they would afflict them, Kain Yarbu Bekain Yifroits, they would increase and they would multiply and get. Many, v'chein. So says the Gemara, the tense is off over here, right? V'chein rabu v'chein partzu. Should have said, and they did, yeah, right in the past, as they afflicted them. So they found out that it didn't work. The plan was failing. So answers the Gemara, I'm a rish lokish. No, ruach a kodesh mivastroson Kain. Sorry, mivastroson. Says Rish Lakish, no. Over here, it's the Ruach HaKodesh is coming to tidings, right? Give them tidings. Chein Yarber v'chein Yifroitz, meaning that this is what's going to happen. The more they do to you, the more you're going to increase.
That's the difference between the first thing. It should have said what?
Well, it would, yeah, I think if it's just a narrative of the story, it should have said in past tense.
Oh,
Yeah. So no, but we're saying, so what? Why did it change in future tense? It's like a, it's a promise. It's a promise that this is what's going to be. It says, V'yikutsu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. And they were like sick of, yeah, but they were bothered by b'nei Yisrael. So what the question is, what's this loss of Yikutsu? Milamed, shahayu doimin b'einehem. That this teaches you that they were similar in their eyes, meaning the Jews in the eyes of the Mitzrim, kakoitim, like thorns, meaning it caused them pain to look at them. They looked at them and they felt like they had thorns in their eyes. Okay, back to the Psukim. Ve'yavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forach. And they worked them very hard, right? So we have got this in the, this is in the Agada, right? So Rabbi Elazar Omar, he says, what does beferach means? Beperach, right? Which we're familiar with a soft voice, right? Basically, so they basically encourage them to nicely and then backstab them. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar. Okay, befricha, no, beferach means befricha, meaning it was hard work, it broke a person. Right, back to Pzukim. V'yumoru es chayehem, but avoid the kosher, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, b'choyma u'b'levenim, with cement and bricks, b'goyma. So Amat Rava, says Rava, b'tzechila b'choyma u'b'levenim, they provided the materials. Right? They did it all, they had to do everything. Right? I suppose they didn't provide them. Is that the point? Is they didn't provide the materials? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of the avoda which they did was beforech. So this is the second beforech. Yeah? Amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rebbe Yonason. Shehayu machlifin melechus anoshim lenoshim. They would make men do, women do women's work, and melechus noshim lenoshim, and they would do, men would have to do, whichever, I don't know, I got mixed up if I said it right there, whatever. But they switched men's work to women's work and women's work to men's work.
So this is going back to the same pasuk of the kashim b'chaim levinim and then the sada. What
this is going on the pasuk of es kol avodasom of the beforech, right? Yeah. So look, you're going to see alamanda amen nami beferach, and the person who said in the previous pasuk beferach means they basically spoke to them nicely. Hacha vada befricha. Over here, it definitely means it was hard work to men to do women's work is hard work, and vice versa. We will stop here.